You're on the record with Madeline Mitchell, and it is time to head to our first language lab of the year to explore all things language and linguistics. It is back for 2024, and this year with a monthly segment full of everything you've always wanted to know about language. Here to chat with us is Dr. Celeste Rodriguez-Luro, who is Chair of Linguistics and Director of Language Lab at UWA. Celeste has been presenting her segment since 2022 and was awarded a competitive Talkley Award by the Australian Linguistics Society last year for her work here on Language Lab. I don't think I'm ever going to stop mentioning that. I think it's so cool that Celeste did win a Talkley, and this is such a good segment here with Language Lab. Celeste is on the line. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, and happy New Year to you.
Thank you to you as well.
Thank you.
So we are bringing it back to basics for this Language Lab, a bit of a refresher, just kind of about language. So Celeste, why is language so important?
Yeah, and you know, this is such an important question because we are hosting this segment, which we have decided to call Language Lab. And a lot of people may still be wondering, but what exactly is language? We kind of know, we all have an intuitive, a very strongly intuitive sense of what it is, because we use language every single day, whether we're signing, whether we're speaking, whether we're writing, whatever it is we're doing, we're using language. And because language is just everywhere and so fundamental to our survival as human beings, we kind of have very clear ideas as to at least its role. But, you know, language is also extremely systematic and all about organizing our knowledge into a way that we can then communicate to other people. And I would actually go quite far with this and say that language can allow us every single day to get things done, to persuade people, to change people's minds, to teach, to express who we are, compassion, understanding, to disagree when the need arises. So language is absolutely everywhere. One thing that happens within linguistics is that sometimes we struggle as a discipline to actually have people understand what it is that we do. And that's always puzzled me. I may have mentioned this before on air, because language, as I was saying, is absolutely everywhere. We use it every day, and it's so fundamental to our survival. And yet, when we say that we are linguists or linguistics, you know, we say linguistics, what is linguistics? The scientific study of language, any kind of angle you can think of that includes language as its object of study, that's what we do. And that's what Language Lab is all about.
Definitely. I mean, we cover so many really interesting, intricate details of language across this show. Can, you know, your standard everyday person, can I ever fully understand language?
Yes, absolutely. As I was saying, we all have what we know in linguistics as L1 speaker knowledge. We all have this very strong knowledge of language, which is actually super invaluable. We have this knowledge because, as I was saying, we use language every day. Some people use several languages every day, depending on who they are addressing, what they're talking about, and so on. And so we all have knowledge, very in-depth knowledge of at least one language. But what tends to happen is that everyday people also hold very many misconceptions about language. So, for example, one that we tend to find quite often in introductory linguistics is people coming in, really young people, undergraduates coming in, thinking that some languages are somehow better than others, that some languages are worth learning more than others, and so on. And what we say up front to those people is that this is just merely a political issue. This is not an issue to do with each language. Every single language, for linguists and for everyone else listening to this, every single language is absolutely worthy of consideration, study, being used or not being used if the community so decides. But all languages are equally capable of expressing our humanity. However, political issues interfere with this, and a lot of the times people think that some languages are better than others. And that is what we're trying, one of the myths that we're trying to debunk here on Language Lab.
Yes, definitely. And I love debunking that myth with you, Celeste. Now, we've mentioned different languages. Why do people speak different languages?
Yes, so interesting. Because a lot of the times people say, why don't we all just speak the one language? Wouldn't that be easier? And we can then just get on with it and communicate. Interestingly, humanity has evolved to absolutely not do that, actually. The moment two people who, and this again, you know, this is just a theoretical, kind of like an imaginary scenario. So imagine you've got two people who speak the same variety, the same linguistic variety, which we may name a language, same language. The moment the two people move in different directions, move away from one another, and they begin lives elsewhere, the language that they speak, that variety, will begin to change. It may not change dramatically overnight. We know that that's not the way it happens, generally speaking. But their children and their children's children will begin to speak a language that is more and more different from what the grandparents were speaking and what those two people were speaking to begin with. And this goes back to what we've discussed several times on air, which is that language change is absolutely unavoidable. There is nothing we can do, literally nothing we can do, to stop language from changing. And this makes sense because there is nothing we can do to stop time and the clock from ticking, and there is nothing we can do to stop culture and society from changing. And so language kind of moves along with those two, right? As people and culture and society change, so does language. And so languages then diverge. The same language gives rise to a number of different dialects and eventually languages, and by dialect here I mean a variety of a language. And so then that's how different languages emerge and why different people in different communities speak different languages. There's another thing that I should probably mention at this stage, that of course we've got languages like English, which function as a lingua franca. A lingua franca is a common language that people use to be able to communicate, although they speak different L1s, different first languages. But that is a different story. And even then, the Englishes spoken by different people will also be different.
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely had a chat about that before, about how language kind of develops and changes. And of course, we had a brilliant segment about lingua francas last year, which is, of course, up on the website if any of our listeners want to have a listen to that one. And I mean, yeah, it's so interesting to hear about how they do develop. Now, Celeste, are all languages created equal?
Yeah, well, you know, we've sort of addressed this already when we were saying that at a descriptive level, when it comes to what linguists do with language, all languages are systematic and worthy of consideration. But as we were saying, at a political level, unfortunately, not so much. And I wanted to just mention a new project that Language Lab has just begun with the new year, has just begun to work on, which is looking at making technology, specifically artificial intelligence operated technology, more inclusive. And what tends to happen is that when machines are trained to recognize language, they're usually trained on standardized languages, say standardized English. And then the moment someone who speaks a different variety of English, such as say a Chinese migrant to Australia who speaks Australian English with a Chinese accent, or potentially a speaker of Aboriginal English and so on, the moment they try to use the technology, the automation simply does not really work for them because the models are trained on standardized English. And so all of these political issues that we were mentioning are not just some abstract thing that's happening in books and not affecting people. It's actually really affecting the lives of people who want, need to use technology, have a right to use technology that everyone, you know, same as anyone else, but are unable to because the models themselves that computer scientists are working on are trained on standardized English. And so one of our projects at Language Lab, and this is a significant project, we're doing it in partnership with Google, is to really provide more diverse sources of Englishes and data for those models to become really inclusive, so that although languages politically are not really equal, we are beginning to kind of bridge that gap by trying to improve those models, and we're not replicating colonization into sort of like the new age of technological change and advancement.
Yeah, very cool to hear you're doing a little bit of a collab with Google. It's always so interesting to hear about what projects Language Lab is working on. Now, Celeste, before you leave us today, what is one thing that I can learn about language today?
Yes, I wanted to share something about second language learning, just in case we have any listeners here who've been sort of thinking, in the new year, should I enroll and try to learn a new language or continue to learn a second language? And what we know about speaking more than one language is that it comes with a whole host of benefits, one of which is that it totally challenges your brain in ways that we know could make you smarter. Learning another language can even slow down the brain's aging process and keep your mind sharp as you grow older. And one of the things that's really cool about this is that when you are a fluent speaker of a language, you almost have like no difficulty using the language. You may sometimes feel tired and struggle to find the right word. You know, these things happen. But generally speaking, it's like second nature. You're just using that language, those two languages that you're really familiar with. You're not even thinking. The moment you sit down and start to learn a brand new second language, all that goes out the window, and you're kind of faced with a really big challenge. And that is like a workout for your brain. So, you know, I'm encouraging people to maybe give this a go. Take a beginner language course, an intermediate language course, whatever it is they've been kind of thinking about in the last. Sometimes it takes, you know, decades to actually get to do something we've always wanted to do. And as we know, as you probably know, UWA offers a whole suite of languages that can be learned, as we do many other places around town. So, you know, language learning. Language learning is good for the brain.
Yes, it definitely is. And now, Celeste, I'm so happy you mentioned this, and I feel so, I don't know, like ahead of the curve, but I actually enrolled in German classes to revive my high school level German. So that's one thing that I'm doing this year that I've finally committed to.
Incredible. I had no idea. Well done.
So, yes. So for anyone listening, definitely recommend going out there and, language. So good.
So good. All the best, and we'll speak again next month.
We will. Looking forward to it. Thanks for joining us, Celeste.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Celeste Rodriguez-Luro, Director of Language Lab and Chair of Linguistics at UWA. Language Lab is now just running on the first Thursday of the month for 2024, so we're going to have to wait a whole month until we talk to Celeste again. So that'll be the first Thursday of March that she'll next be on the show. If you can't wait until then, and totally understand, you can, of course, restream some of our previous episodes on the website rtrfm.com.au. Just give Language Lab a little search in the search bar and that should come up. So many interesting little bite-sized pieces of information about language. And as Celeste mentioned, there's so many incredible benefits to learning a language. You know, at the very least, you can communicate with more people. And I think it's so beautiful to learn about languages in that way.